Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you all so much for coming out tonight. And again, I just want to thank each and every one of our folks who did special music tonight, and our readers, and everyone who comes out. I know it's a very simple service, but it's a very meaningful one. The Christmas Eve candlelight service, and I'm so thankful for it. And just a few other things, just real quick in way of announcement. Number one, we on the back table, if you're in regular attendance at our church and everything, there is a Christmas card table in our library, which is if you go out our side door over here and take a right all the way down the end, you need to pick up those Christmas cards. There's like stacks of them. You guys haven't been picking them up. So you need to get them, and you need to take them, and you need to take them home tonight, because Christmas is tomorrow, okay? You know what I mean? Come on, you know? I mean, you can enjoy those Christmas cards tonight and tomorrow, but, so definitely grab those tonight, but with that, I'm just so thankful for you all being here tonight. Again, as I said before, this is one of my favorite services of the year, and I trust that it has been a blessing to each and every one of you who have come out tonight. If you have your Bibles, really quick, I don't have a PowerPoint tonight, just didn't get a chance to do it, but Psalm 27, real quick, we're only going to kind of look at one verse tonight. It's Psalm 27, if you guys come to church here at Eastford Baptist, you guys know that Psalm 27 is actually my favorite psalm out of all of them, and just because it's just packed with so much truth. But I'm just going to take a look at the first verse tonight as we continue our service. Psalm 27, verse 1 says the following. It says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" And so tonight we come together for a candlelight service, as it is called, all the candles. We don't normally light candles, but a candlelight service, not simply because it is a pretty service, which it is. As I said before, I love it. It is one of my favorite services of the year besides our Easter sunrise service. We have quite a few very beautiful services, but we don't come together tonight simply because it's a pretty service, and nor do we come together tonight out of tradition, although it is a really good tradition for you and your family to be in the habit of. That's why we try to have it a little earlier in the evening so that you can kind of go from here and have all of your regular family festivities. But instead tonight, we don't come together for either one of those things, but instead we come together for what these candles represent, specifically the candles on this center wreath in front of me. Over the past month, our church has taken the time, and we started this last year, has taken the time to prepare our hearts to celebrate the Christmas holiday through the lighting of one candle on this Advent wreath, each and every week, representing an element of Christ's purpose for coming to this earth. That's what the term Advent means. It means coming. It means brought forth. And we saw throughout the past four Sundays, through a variety of scriptures, that Jesus came to bring a variety of things to us, a great many things to this earth, namely what each of these candles represent. The first week representing hope, the second week representing love, the third week representing joy, and finally yesterday, the fourth Sunday, representing peace to this earth. And tonight, as little Aaron Miner did for us, we had the privilege of lighting the final candle on the Advent wreath, that white candle right in the center, known as the Christ candle, And that particular candle is very, very special in regard to the tradition. It's very special in that it is the very center of all of the others. It is in a place of prominence with all of the other four candles pointing to it. And its placement on the wreath shows us that all of those elements that we just talked about, that we talked about for the past four Sundays, that the other candles represent, are impossible love, hope, joy, peace, all of those things are impossible without what that center candle represents, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. They are impossible without Jesus. Jesus alone is the one who can indeed bring the light of hope, as Psalm 27 states, the light of hope, or the light of joy, or the light of love, or the light of peace to your soul. He's the only one that can bring those things to you. Psalmist writes in Psalm 27 that the Lord is my light and salvation. My light and my salvation. And I want you to notice that term there. My. The term my. That term from the psalmist's own writing here implies a very, very personal kind of a possession or even needed. The idea of having possession of something, something that is personal to us, something that is needed in our lives by utilizing this particular light. That's what it's talking about. Something that's needed. It is my light. It is my salvation. And so, again, bear that in mind. Just in way of analogy, many of you guys know this who attend our churches, services each and every single week. You guys know that I'm a hunter. And during the Thanksgiving holiday this past year, I was hunting deer up in upstate New York at my in-laws' place. They own a little piece of land up there. And I went out super early in the morning in the dark one day, and super dark, could hardly see where I was going. And so not wanting to spook the deer, because, of course, when you're a deer hunter, again, you're trying to do all that you can to be as quiet as you can and to, kind of blend into your surroundings as much as you can. I didn't want to spook the deer. I decided to walk to my tree stand one particular morning without a flashlight. I decided to walk down there without a flashlight. Didn't even bring one. Normally I have one in my pack, but I just didn't bring one. But the problem was, is that the night before it had snowed. Okay? And I knew those trails, but the problem is, and you know this if you've ever walked a trail after it snowed, even a familiar trail, you know that it changes everything, right? Changes your perception. Changes how things look in regard to the snow, the weight of the snow on the trees. Everything changes whenever it snows. And so, long story short, I quickly got lost. I got lost in those woods, okay, in the dark, okay, in the middle of this woods. And again, I I've been married almost 10 years, and I've hunted this property for a little bit, but I it's not my land. I don't know it. I don't know it, as well as I should. And so all of a sudden I'm out in these woods, and all of a sudden I realize I'm lost. And all of a sudden this giant wave of just fear just swept over me all of a sudden. I'm out in the woods, and all of a sudden I'm seeing things in the woods. I'm seeing eyes over here and over there. Don't know if they were real or not, who cares? I mean, I was still scared, right? Didn't matter if it's real or not. I mean, I was still scared of it. And but then it was then when I was kind of lost, because actually I had gotten to a point where I was walking along this one path that kind of went in a different direction, and I realized it because there was this big old log in the middle of the path that I didn't recognize. That's when I knew I was really lost. It was all of a sudden at that point, after a few minutes of panicking in the middle of this dark woods, that I realized that my smartphone had a flashlight built into it, right? Had a flashlight built into it. Praise God. Okay. And so I was able to make it to the tree stand. And so I thanked the Lord for that flashlight immensely. I kissed that cell phone. You know what I mean? Indeed, going back to what each of these candles represent, that little light on that cell phone brought me hope. It brought me hope that I would indeed make it to the tree stand, which I did, okay? That little light brought me joy of being able to see where I was going in the woods that day. It was joyful. I could actually see where I was going. The little light brought me love. It brought me love for Apple products. All you Windows people, I know, most smartphones have that little addition these days, a little flashlight built in, but I was so thankful. And the designers had actually put a little light on this phone for me to have in my pocket, which, you know, again, I utilize. And finally, that little light brought me peace when I finally reached the safety of that tree stand. It brought me peace when I finally got there. That little light was indeed my light. It was my light. And indeed my salvation. It was my salvation to my scared and again, probably overreacting soul. Because, I mean, again, it's not really that big of a piece of land. So, like, I probably would have found it anyway. But, again, I mean, all of a sudden, like, you walk around in the dark. And all of a sudden, like I said, you start seeing things. All of a sudden, like, you start imagining, like, Yogi Bear is going to come out of the woods and, like, bite your head off and all of these kind of things. It's amazing. But, again, folks, this is what the Lord Jesus Christ... This is what this same kind of feeling. This is what the Lord Jesus Christ, the light that this text is talking about tonight, can do for you if you would indeed make him the light of your life tonight in placing your faith in him. When you come to Jesus Christ, it's like a light turns on in your soul and it reveals to you the salvation that Jesus has promised you in the dark and the despair of this life. And it is dark and despairing. I mean, goodness sakes, it's dark, it's despairing, it's fearful. And as we know from this text, I mean, we read it earlier, Jesus came to shed light on the fact that because of our sinfulness, because of the fact that we have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, that we indeed continue and do continue to walk in darkness, just like me walking in the woods that day, okay? We walked in the darkness of our sins. We walked in the darkness of despair and depression and the shadow of death that looms over each and every single one of us. Life can be rough, folks. It can be hard. It can be depressing. Especially this time of year. You know, as a pastor, I mean, you know, folks, you guys need to be praying. I mean, again, folks go through so much this time of year. And even today, I was dealing with some folks in our church who just lost a loved one. Young person. You guys, many of you already know what I'm talking about. It's dark. It's dark. It's depressing. Shadow of death looms over each and every single one of us. It's hard. And yet, as we see from our text today, Jesus, who this text is talking about in Psalm 27, who is indeed our light and indeed is our salvation, came to this earth. And he lived a sinless life as only the God-man can do. He's the only one who could do it. And he went through the very same thing that you and I and each and every single one of us has to go through, and that is the shadow of death. And rose again in order to shed light on the salvation that he has promised to each and every single one of us who believes on him. That Jesus Christ, who is the God-man, has the power over sin and death and makes the promise that all who believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That is a promise from the scriptures. John 3:16, right? We all know John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that the one believing in him, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What a promise. Amen. What a promise. And that is the light of Christmas. That is the light and the salvation that Psalm 27 verse 1 talks about. That is where our hope is, Christian. That is where the love of God is shown to us, Christian. That is where the joy of our salvation is founded, and indeed the peace of God that passes all understanding, which I talked about yesterday, comes from. It comes from the gospel of Jesus Christ that is found when Jesus Christ didn't just come as that baby in a manger, but that he rose and that he lived that perfect sinless life, died upon the cross and rose again to show you and me who would believe on him that we can indeed have everlasting life. That is the light of the gospel. And that is the true meaning of Christmas. That is the true meaning of Christmas. And so as we approach Christmas, Christmas is tomorrow, okay? Christmas Eve tonight. Coming together tonight at this Christmas Eve candlelight service to symbolize the truth of the one and only true light and salvation. I would indeed implore you tonight that if you have yet to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, if you've yet to accept Jesus as the light of your life, if you have not placed your faith in Jesus, that you would do so before you leave this room this evening. That even while you are in your seat, that you would bow your head and close your eyes and you would pray to God, Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm walking in darkness. I'm walking in the depths of my sin, and I need you, God. I need Jesus. I need his blood to be imparted to me as my own righteousness, because I know that I am wicked. I know that I cannot do it on my own, and I know that Jesus came in this Advent season, in this Christmas season, to provide salvation to me. Please save me, Lord. Please. Would you do that tonight? Cry out to him tonight in saving faith. Allow the symbolism of each one of these candles tonight that we are going to light in just a few moments to show you the darkness of your own heart. And then as your candle is lit, we're going to do this in just a few minutes. As your candle is lit, allow the warmth and allow that life-giving life that only Jesus Christ can bring to you, that he came to bring to us in this world, to penetrate that darkness in your heart and to give you that salvation, that light and salvation that Psalm 27 promises. Put your faith in Jesus tonight. Put your faith in Jesus. Would you do that? Would you do that tonight? And to the believer here tonight, I would challenge you to allow each passing candle as we gather in just a few moments to remind you of the great commission that our Lord Jesus has called us to so long ago in order to share that light, to spread that light of salvation, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ to others. May it be a reminder to share that light with others. And so as you light someone else's candle tonight, that's what we're going to do in a minute, passing the light to the next person, I just pray that that little gesture, that small little gesture, would remind you of your responsibility to share the light of salvation to others. That the light of the gospel found at Christmas may be lit year-round in someone's heart that you share Christ with through your witness. That's my prayer. And that is the heart of our church. Eastford Baptist Church is about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Maybe it's the first time you've walked through our doors tonight. That's what we're all about. That's the message that is preached each and every week. That is what we are centered around as a church, is the fact that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, but that you, as a sinner, are not hopeless. That you can be redeemed. That you can be saved by God's grace through faith in Jesus Christ alone. So I implore you tonight, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, go to him, pray to him, and accept the salvation that he has come to offer you this evening. He indeed is the light and salvation, and in him you have nothing to fear. Amen.